We're listening to an interview by Dave Howard of Dick Pence, who ended last programs with a quote that he reiterates right now as he begins the Voice of Truth's wake-up call.
Being queer means pushing the parameters of sex, sexuality, and family, and in the process transforming the very fabric of society. We must keep our eyes on the goals of providing true alternatives to marriage, that's impressive, and radically reordering society's view of family, close quote. So their goals are to completely destroy the base of American families and to transform the culture.
Are there other or broader evidence of this type of socialist agenda?
So here we walk on as we progress through this idea. And the simplest place to go is to a 12-page document called The Overhauling of Straight America, something that you can easily find either on the Big Sky Worldview Forum webpage or Google it. Again, it's The Overhauling of Straight America. That was their manifesto, David. And it's a Saul Alinsky-style manifesto, if you know who he was, and they outline in brutal detail how they would transform our culture. I'll just give you three of the six issues that they talk about in that 12-page document, but first, their introduction. Quote, "The first order of business is desensitization of the American public concerning gays and gay rights. To help it view homosexuality with indifference instead of keen emotion. Ideally, we would have straights register differences in sexual preferences the way they register different tastes for ice cream," close quote. So then they outline six steps. I'm just going to read very, very briefly three of those, and you can find this. It's well worth reading. Step number one, talk about gay and gayness as loudly and as often as possible. The main thing is to talk about gayness until the issue becomes thoroughly tiresome. Step two, portray gays as victims, not as aggressive challengers. And boy, have we seen this in the local level, I know. And I say that with all grace towards, meaning all grace towards my opponents, but still that's true. Step five is interesting. Make the victims look bad. At the later stages, I'm quoting, it will be time to get tough with the remaining opponents. To be blunt, they must be vilified.
You said on step five, did you say make the victimizers look bad?
Yeah, that's us. Those that oppose them, make them look bad. And we have seen that in the language before the city council over and over again. And it was interesting, the pastor from Word of Life did an excellent job a couple of weeks ago of graciously coming against that. Pastor Alex Che did a real good job of that. But that's out there. And so their agenda is to, they intend to make anti-gays look so nasty that the average American will disassociate from them. And yeah.
This is truly Saul Alinsky's method of madness, because one of his main things is to ridicule and ridicule often.
Again, I want to say that the sad part about it is that many of the people that are caught in this lifestyle, as we see it, are in a sense the victims of these activists. And we are just skimming the top of so many things that we could quote.
How will this affect religious liberty in Billings? What's the primary concern with this type of legislation? Why would they want it?
David, I think, and I think there's general agreement on this, that the central issue behind the non-discrimination ordinances across the country is religious liberty.
Voice of Truth.
And we'll pick up with this interview on the next broadcast of the Voice of Truth's Wake-Up Call, sponsored by Foxhole Ministries. If you have questions for Dave Howard or even Dick Pence, you can contact them through our website, foxholeministry.com.